Fred McMurray. And as Bob, William Frawley.
Oh, here's a good one. Hack-a-sack, a lack-a-sack, a rack-a-sack, a chew a tobacco, riddle, rattle, rattle, riddle, Polly, get your boom-a-diddle. Giro, Cairo, this boom, ba, Midwest, Midwest, rah, rah, rah. Ha, how about that?
Polly, get your foom-a-diddle?
That's what the man said.
Dad, what does Polly, get your foom-a-diddle mean?
What, Polly, get your foom-a-diddle? Well, that means, I don't know, Rod. Boy, what a cheering section we had back at Midwest. Bob, isn't it funny that I can remember those yells after all these years?
Hey, Dad, in the olden days when you went to college, did everybody yell this stuff?
Sure, they all yelled it.
And dressed like that?
Yeah. Dad? As a matter of fact, this is my old coat. Had it up in the attic. It's got a few moth holes in it. Many's the time I was happy I had this old coat on when I had to ride in the rumble seat, I want to tell you.
The what?
In the rumble seat. You know, the... Well, I guess you don't, do you, Chip? Well, a rumble seat was the... I'll show you a picture sometime.
When is the class reunion, Dad?
Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Say, it was kind of clever of them to send these hats as reminders, huh?
I suppose some guys will be dumb enough to go.
What do you mean by that, Bub?
All that stuff's for the birds.
Well, I don't know, Bub. I was kind of thinking I might go myself.
You gotta be kidding. Spend two whole days with a lot of guys you haven't seen in 25 years?
Well, why not, Bub?
Sounds neat to me.
As a matter of fact, I was sort of looking forward to seeing the old gang. You know, guys like Cyclone Collins, Shotput Malone, Squeaky Gates, Heather Marlowe.
A guy named Heather?
Well,
they'll all be bald, bad-tempered, and bulging.
Oh, I don't think so, Bub. I'm not bald, bad-tempered, or bulging, am I?
Well, now, don't say I didn't warn you.
You know something? I'm going. I'm definitely going back to old Midwest U. How we love thee, alma mater, and will e'er be true. Higher learning's fairest daughter, hail to Midwest U.
Hack-a-sack-a-rack-a-sack-a-lack-a-sack-a-chew-a-tobacco-hi. Salt on the popcorn, bubble in the gum. Long fellow primary, hit him going numb.
That's pretty good, Chip.
Not as good as Polly gets your foom-a-diddle.
Oh, well,
nothing can top that. What's your dad doing now?
He's trying to get into an old tux that he says he wore to the senior prom. I don't think he'll make it.
He'll be playing his sax next.
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hey, sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I thought I'd better get out of the mothballs and practice up on it a little. I'm taking it back to the reunion.
Oh, yeah? Is this your old yearbook?
Yeah, that's the old yearbook. It's our engineering class.
Who's the girl, Dan?
Oh, that's Heather Marlowe. She was the only girl in the class.
She's pretty good looking for an engineer.
Yeah, she was a pretty girl.
Where's your picture?
I'm right here.
Oh, yeah, Steve Douglas. With slide rule and T-square, Steve goes out to reconstruct the world. If these let him down, he can always put on his dancing shoes. Dancing shoes?
Well, the dancing shoes part's kind of a joke. Heather and I entered a Big Apple contest one time.
Big Apple?
You remember the dance, the Big Apple? No, of course you don't. Well, it had different steps in it. The shag, trucking, Susie Q.
You entered a dancing contest?
Sure.
Well, did you win anything?
No. No, she was a wonderful dancer, but I was pretty bad. She really could do the Susie Q.
Susie Q, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I gotta run. I promised Susie. Sally, that I'd take her to a symposium on After 50, what? See you, Dad.
See you.
Bub, why don't you want him to go to the reunion?
Yeah, it sounds like fun to me.
Well, if I hadn't seen some friends for 25 years, I'd sure want to go.
Well, Steve is thinking of those guys the way they were. Wait till he sees them the way they are now. Holy tomatoes.
Oh. Want me to give you a hand with that, Bob?
I'm trying to keep it clean.
Hey, Rob, have you ever seen anybody after you haven't seen them for a long time?
Well, Wrangle Milford went away all summer once.
Well, when he came back, was it like Bub said?
The only difference was that Wrangle had learned how to Indian wrestle.
Did that make you feel bad?
Not after I figured out a way to beat him.
Everybody I know, I see practically every day.
Yeah, same here. I've been through grade school and high school with the same kids.
Except for Pee Wee Andrews, who moved to the other side of town.
There was Georgie Williams. I kind of liked her in the eighth grade.
A girl named Georgie?
Yeah. Yeah, her real name was Georgina. But she'd slug anybody who called her that. She went to some girl's school after the eighth grade.
She sure was a good football player.
Pee-wee was as old as I am, but he was smaller. He used to be the only kid in the whole neighborhood who used to be scared of me. Kind of miss him.
No, I never could beat Georgie at arm wrestling.
I haven't seen Pee-wee for a whole year.
Good old Georgie Williams. Boy, you know, it'd sure be fun to throw her a few passes again. That girl's a born receiver.
Pee-wee Andrews' house.
How come?
I just want to see him.
You mean we're walking all across town just so you can look at Pee-wee Andrews?
Yep. Bob says I'm going to be sorry when I see Pee-wee.
I'll bet Pee-wee's the one who's going to be sorry. You were always clunking him one, remember?
Yeah.
Billy John would clunk you one, and you would clunk old Pee-wee.
I'm not clunking him today. I'm just looking at him. Be what they call a reunion.
Yes.
Hi, Miss Williams. Is Georgie home?
Georgie?
Well, Georgina.
Yes, she is. Was she expecting you?
No. No, I haven't seen her for quite a while.
I should remember you.
Robbie Douglas.
Robbie Douglas, of course. Gina, Georgie was so fond of you. Come in, Robbie.
Thank you.
I believe Gina's dressing for some show at school. Let me tell her you're here. Make yourself at home.
Okay, thank you. Gina.
Hey, look, Pee-wee still has his little old scooter.
Yeah, he must be back so hard.
Yeah.
And if you can still get his hand in this, no wonder they call him Pee-wee.
Maybe Bob was wrong about reunions. I'm kind of looking forward to see old Pee-wee.
What do you guys want?
What are you doing on my little brother's glove? Your little brother's Pee-wee Andrews?
He's Charlie. They used to call me Pee-wee in the old neighborhood. Around here, they call me Rocky. They know what's good for him.
I mean, you used to be Pee-wee Andrews?
You say that again, I'll hit you over the head with him.
I never called you Pee-wee, Pee-wee. I just moved into the neighborhood this year.
I'm Chip Douglas, you know, from the old gang.
Oh, yeah. You're the big kid used to run me ragged.
Now I'm the little kid who doesn't do it anymore.
You wouldn't hit a little kid, would you, Rocky?
Why not?
Well, it's been nice. See you around.
Remember the time you guys were playing ball? And every time somebody hit it over the fence, you made me go and chase it?
You were a great little chaser, Pee-wee. I mean, Rocky.
Right. Now I'm going to chase you all the way home.
Boy, Bob was right. Reunions are for the birds. Come on, Pee-wee.
Georgie Williams?
Nowadays, most of my friends call me Gina. Please sit down. May I take the lamp?
Oh, no. I was just clearing off the table because it looked like a good place where we could, Well, it's okay.
Please excuse my appearance. I'm sure I seem overdressed, but I'm modeling in the charity fashion show at school.
Well, you look fine.
Still interested in football, I see.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm still interested. I don't suppose you are. I mean, interested in football.
I saw a few games last season. I suppose you're as confused and excited as the rest of us with the prospects of college?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty confused, all right.
There's so many things to consider. Cost of college, the choice of major. And then, of course, there's Bill. He's been talking marriage after high school. But I don't feel I'm ready to settle down yet, and neither is Bill.
Well, that makes three of us.
Now, listen to me doing all the talking and not giving you a chance to say a word.
Well, no, there's not much to talk about. Well, except that I still like football.
Oh, Robbie, I'm so sorry, but I do have to be at the high school in less than a half an hour. Was there some special reason for your dropping by?
No. Well, I was just in the neighborhood, and I thought it might be nice to have a reunion.
It has been nice.
Yeah. Gee, I'm sorry.
No harm done.
That was a pretty good catch.
Please remember me to your father and brothers.
Oh, sure.
Goodbye, Robbie.
Bye, Georgie. Gina. Football sure lost a great little receiver there.
Hack-a-sack-a-lack-a-sack-a-rack-a-sack-a. Oh, hi, Chipper.
Hi, Dad. What's all this junk?
Well, it isn't junk exactly, Chip. It's just some things I kind of kept from my college days. Like this. I remember one night a bunch of fellas came over from Tate University and painted the word Tate right across the front of the girls' dormitory. So the next night a bunch of us fellas went over and painted the statue of old Horace Tate a bright red. This is the brush I used. Of course, the next day, the dean of med made us go over and clean the statue up and take all the paint off. But we left just a little bit of paint in his eyes, you know, sort of make him look bloodshot.
Dad,
Hey, look here. Here's the handle to the rumble seat in old Bushy Johnson's car. You know, the night after the senior prom, Heather and I decided that nobody else should ever sit in that rumble seat again. So we took the handle off.
Dad, I wanted to...
And that same night, Larry Trencherman and his feverish five were playing for the prom, and he gave Heather his baton, you know, for a souvenir. I wonder if she still has it. Is something on your mind, Chipper?
Yeah, Dad. I wanted to tell you that.
Well,
I
look at here. Here's the student paper that came out the morning after old Rog Purefoy and I played Dipsy Doodle on the Carillon Bells in the student building. Oh, golly, and here's... Well...
With this one, we put in money every week for 40 years. And then when you turn 61, you're guaranteed...
61? I'm not even thinking past next week.
It's just a few dollars out of my pay envelope each week. And when you graduate and start working, we double it. Oh, just think, honey. By the time we're 65,
we'll be two old folks wondering why we wasted so much of our youth worrying about our old age.
Mike, I tried to tell Dad, but he wouldn't listen.
Chip, don't you think Dad's old enough to make up his own mind?
But Mike, he's going back to Midwest. Nobody will be the same.
Yeah, he talks as if Bushy Johnson will still be driving a rumble seat, whatever that is.
Mike, you're going to college. Couldn't you think of some way to stop him?
All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll call Ted Cooper.
Oh, good. Who's he?
He's a transfer from Midwest University. Went there last semester. He can sort of prepare Dad for some of the changes.
Mike tells me you're planning a trip to Midwest University soon, Mr. Douglas.
Yeah, that's right, Ted. The 25th reunion of my class.
25 years?
Well.
You're going to find a lot of changes on the campus.
Hmm. But I bet the old Midwest spirit hasn't changed. Or her standards. Higher learning's fairest daughter.
Beg pardon, sir?
Well, the alma mater.
Oh, I guess that must be the old alma mater. The dean of the music school wrote a new one about 5 years ago.
The dean of the music school? Old Rosin Reeves?
No, it's Dr. Archibald.
Old Rosin isn't there anymore. He was the originator of the Spring Song Fest, you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you know, where the dorms, fraternities, and sororities all have an entry. Of course, they all wanted to sing Annie Laurie because that was old Rosin's favorite song, and he was the chairman of the judging committee. Now, there's something really inspirational about those spring song fests, isn't there? The music drifting out over Bainbridge Meadows.
Bainbridge Meadows?
Yeah, in back of the field house.
Oh, well, that's Trailer Village now, where the married students live.
Oh. I remember our fraternity won it one year. Big trophy. We took it right down to the old shake shop.
The shake shop?
Across from the library.
Oh, well, that's the physics building in the cyclotron.
You know, the trophy must have been this big around and about this high, and we had the whole thing filled with chocolate malts. Ah, what a night. I'll bet they're still talking about it. You know, the first thing I'm going to do when I get back there? I'm going down to the old shake shop and have a big, thick double malt. Well, I better start getting my things together. Go up the attic and get my suitcase. Been nice to talk to you, Ted.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. Mike will be right down.
Yeah?
I have to go up and get my suitcase out of the attic.
Did Ted fill you in on old Midwest?
Yeah, sort of. You know, he's a nice enough fellow, Mike, but he's one of those students that will never have the old college spirit. Hello, Bebo! Hello, Bebo! Hello, Bebo! Bum, get a rat trap bigger than a cat trap! Bum, get a rat trap bigger than a cat trap! Rah! Oh, Midwest, Midwest, rah, rah, rah!
What's he doing now?
He's packing. I bet you he can't decide whether to wear his coat and pack his sacks or pack his coat and carry his sacks.
I wonder if there's anybody Dad used to clunk, like I used to clunk Pee-wee. I mean Rocky.
He won't stay for the whole thing. After he gets one look at those old chums of his, he'll grab the first plane and come home.
Talk to the buddy.
Staff, there's a lady downstairs to see you. Her name is Heather Marlowe.
Heather?
Yeah.
Heather Marlowe?
Well, that's what she said.
Here?
Yeah.
To see me?
Well, you got it, Dad.
Well, Rob, tell her I'll be right down.
Okay.
Heather Marlowe. Have you seen it? I cannot believe it. Heather? Well, Heather Marlowe.
Hello, Steve.
It's been a long time.
Yes, I know.
You look great, just great.
Well, thank you. I was a little worried for fear you'd think I had changed.
I was a little worried about the same thing.
Oh, no, Steve. You look just the same.
Let me take your coat, Heather. You know, it's funny you should come by. I was just upstairs packing to go to the reunion.
Well, I was going, too.
You were?
Yes, and then on the plane, I began wondering, suppose it turns out as badly as my friends have been telling me.
You know, my friends have been telling me the same thing.
Well, I had to change planes here, and I remembered you lived at Bryant Park.
So you came out to use me as a test case.
I did. Passed the test with flying colors.
Hey, let me hang up your coat.
Thank you.
Sit down, Heather.
Thank you.
You fellas, quit lurking in the kitchen. Come on in.
Hi. Hello there.
Heather, this is my father-in-law, Bob O'Casey.
Hi, Heather.
And this is my youngest, Chip.
Hi. Chip.
You've met Robbie, and my oldest boy, Mike, is out with a girl.
Oh.
Remember I was telling you last night how Heather and I went to school together?
Yeah.
Good old Midwest you. How we love the alma mater, and will e'er be true.
Highest learning, fairest daughters, hail to Midwest you.
Well, they know it.
Well, I've been singing it around the house lately. Wait.
Here we go.
Oh, what? Professional.
Sure, and we truck on
truck?
Yes.
Truck, huh?
That's it. Is that what that is?
I'm
going back the other way. There you go.
I know, I know. Oh,
now if I could only see a rumble seat.
Hey, I've got something I want to show you. Excuse me.
Okay,
Chip. Up to bed.
Okay, Bub. Nice to meet you, Heather.
Thank you. Nice meeting you, Chip. Good night.
Night, Bub.
Night, Chip.
Oh, here, Mr. O'Casey. Let me help you.
No. Robbie will help me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Boy, those dances are sure wild, aren't they, Bub?
Yeah, you should have seen the college dances we did in my day.
Well, I didn't know you went to college, Bub.
I didn't. Too busy dancing.
Heather, do you remember this?
Oh, Steve, it is.
Yeah, I bet old Bushy Johnson's still trying to open his rumble seat.
I have something to show you.
Go on.
Remember this?
I'm sure. It's Larry Trenchman's baton, the one you got the night of the prom.
That's right.
I was telling Chip about that.
I've kept it all these years.
I suppose it's kind of silly to hang out of these things, but...
Oh, the memories are so nice.
Yeah. Oh, would you care to dance?
I would be delighted.
Guess that proves that it's not so bad to look back after all.
It doesn't prove any such thing.
Well, gee, Bub, Miss Marlowe hasn't changed. And Dad's not disappointed.
Which shows you when you look back, be careful where you look. And be careful of those plates, Penelope.
You know, your oldest boy, the one I didn't have a chance to meet.
Mike.
He's in college, isn't he?
Yes, he's in college.
I just hope he's having as good a time as we did.
I'm sure he is. In his own way.
But what's wrong with discussing our retirement plans now?
Sally.
Why be afraid to look ahead?
You know, Heather, I don't think I'll go back to the reunion after all. I've had my reunion.
Oh, geez, I was just thinking the same thing. We better quit while we're ahead.
Yeah. It's nice to have a memory wear so well.
Yes, it is.
Coming up later, we'll award you an Oscar and a Tony in an Emmy-winning show, The Odd Couple. Catch back-to-back episodes starting at noon, 9 Pacific, right here on TV Land, the Rewatchability Network.